Hi everybody, welcome to the Haunted Cafe. My name is Amber, obviously. I just kind of wanted to jump in here real quick and explain kind of what's going on with this episode. So, I initially wanted to do a separate podcast for where I rate and review books, mostly like horror books, but I just thought about it and I was like, there's really no sense in me creating a whole nother channel and page and Spotify page too for doing basically the same thing that I'm doing on the Haunted Cafe, which is bringing spooky content. So that's why I decided to keep Chilling Chapters Book Club a part of the Haunted Cafe. So when this video starts, you're gonna hear me go, "Hi guys, welcome to Chilling Chapters, blah blah blah." And that was just, this was recorded when I was gonna make it a separate entity. So I'll probably throw in this video before all the episodes, just so you're not confused, but, so that's pretty much why it's called Chilling Chapters Book Club. I'm still debating on if I want to keep that, because I think it's a really cool name, but I don't want to confuse people. It's like, oh, I thought this was the Haunted Cafe, and what's Chilling Chapters? So, pretty much, if I do keep it, Chilling Chapters Book Club will be the book side of the podcast, because obviously I don't just do, you know, spooky tales and myths and legends. We do play some video games and, you know, all that other stuff. So hopefully you guys enjoy the book reviews, and yeah, let me know what you think. Hi friends, thanks for joining me today. My name is Amber and this is Chilling Chapters Book Club, where we discuss the spookiest, creepiest, and most terrifying books authors have ever written. Obviously authors would write it, but you get what I mean. I also like to sprinkle a little bit of true crime and thrillers in there, so if that's kind of stuff that you're into, this might be a channel for you to check out. So how this works is that I'm going to like read the book, obviously, because it's the only way I'm going to know anything about it. And then I'm just going to give you my honest opinion. So if you want to suggest a book to me for me to review, you can send me an email at chillingchapters@gmail.com. If you're interested in any of the books I talk about, I'm going to be leaving Amazon affiliate links basically everywhere. So if you're listening to it, the only place you might not be able to find it is on Spotify. But I'm going to have a YouTube channel, a TikTok channel, and a Spotify channel. So any of those places, you should be able to find a link to the book that you're looking for. But the Amazon affiliate books, the Amazon affiliate links help me with the channel. So if you want to try finding one of those links for any of the books, I appreciate it. Thanks. As I said, I post a lot of these book reviews on TikTok, YouTube, and Spotify, just kind of as like a way to make it easier for anyone and everyone that might want to read them. Basically, I'm putting it anywhere and everywhere so that anyone that might want to listen to the book or listen to my opinion about the book can. So, let's get into it. So, with all the fun stuff, like the little introduction, the first book that we're going to be reviewing on the channel / podcast is The Perfect Marriage by Geneva Rose. I'm sorry, I hope I'm saying that right, because I'm really horrible at name pronunciations. Yeah, but here's the book. Let me get the camera in view. Perfect Marriage. I was going to try and, like, dress up to match it. It sounds weird, but I was going to try matching the book. So I have a, like, bloody bandana, so I was going to put that on. And then I have a Pizza Planet shirt from, I think, Toy Story. I was going to wear that, too. But stuff just wasn't working out, so I was like, we're gonna scrap that idea and go with something else. So yeah. Anyway, so that's what we're gonna review. Just so you're aware, I'm not obviously gonna be giving away any spoilers to the book or any endings to any of the books. Like, I don't want to ruin the experience, obviously, for you. I just giving you a basic, like, description, maybe from, like, the middle of the, or from the beginning of the book to maybe the middle of the book, depending on the book, obviously, because, you know, the middle starts getting pretty juicy, so I'm gonna set this down so I'm not just, like, flopping it all over the place. So, this is my description of the book. I'm a wannabe author, so I kind of tried to make it a little, like, fancy, or, you know, what is it, theatric, I guess? So, picture this. You think your life is perfect. You have a loving husband, a good job as a lawyer, and two really nice houses, one in the city and one by a nice, beautiful lake. You and your husband do have troubles, but I'm pretty sure that's like every relationship. And as of lately, for a little over a year, you are way too preoccupied with work, which, being a lawyer, you kinda are. Your husband, on the other hand, is a struggling writer, and in a way, he kind of feels like he's a little less than, because here you are, you know, you're rocking your job, you're making bank, making money, while he's kind of trying. He did have one really good book that was best-selling, but now it's kind of like burnout, almost, where he can't seem to just find the perfect, you know, the perfect story. And just a little side note, like, writing anything is hard as hell. Like, I'm a wannabe writer, or not wannabe writer, I'm a wannabe author. Working on, like, horror stuff now, but trying to write, like, a whole-ass novel and have, like, stuff from beginning, middle, and ends all, like, make sense is super complicated. So, like, I can kind of sympathize with the husband, and, like, that was one thing, but it's a very small piece of the book. Anyway, you know, your husband spends a lot of time at your lake house where he spends hours supposedly writing, you know, typing away at that computer. But is he really? Soon you find out that your loving husband has a mistress, and not only does he have a mistress, which, you know, fuck anybody up, she's found dead in your, lake house bed. And the last person that has seen her alive, obviously, your husband. Now, to me, I'm like, oh man, shit just got really real. That's what's messing me up. Shit just got real. You know, like, you're a fancy-ass lawyer, so Sarah, her name is, she decides to take on her husband's case to prove that he's innocent. Because even though, like, there's that tension with the fact that he cheated and has a mistress and stuff like that while you're busting your ass for him, you really don't think that he did it. Somehow, deep down inside of you, you just know, like, this guy really, he didn't do it. He's my husband. But if he didn't do it, who did? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the perfect marriage. So, when I start reading, like, a murder mystery type of book, I always try and, like, pick who did it. Even though, and this is before, like, I read any parts or meet any of the characters. You know what I mean? Like, I just like to take a bullshit guess, like, a predictability kind of test with little to no knowledge about the book. I like trying to guess who the murderer is, and let me just tell you, with this story, I did not. I was, like, way off with my guess. Like, I, like, picking, like, the husband actually did do it, or, like, you know, some random person did it on the side of the road on a Tuesday, but it definitely threw me off. The book is actually, like, really extremely unpredictable, and I actually loved that. Like, the writer loved to give you, like, little scraps of possibility, like, throw in this person's name, but then automatically, like, rip it back out the next chapter. Like, the whole time, I was, like, talking to my fiancé, Alan, because for some reason, I need to talk about it. I spit, sorry. But I like to talk about it, so I was like, oh, I know who did it, I know who it was, blah, blah, blah. And I would tell him, like, why I think it did it, or why that person did it, and then, like,
next few pages or even the next chapter was like, never mind. They were cleared. It was a very like awesome like whodunit roller coaster. Like you were like thinking you know, and then boom, you don't know. The book jumps between two points of view, which is the husband and then the wife, and then that way it kind of makes you feel bad for both sides, and it was like chef's kiss. It was incredible because at some points in time you actually really feel bad for the husband. Like you're like, I shouldn't be feeling this way because of course you feel really fucking awful for the wife, Sarah. The husband's name's Adam, by the way. But you just like feel really guilty, or not guilty, you feel really bad for both sides of the story. And it's like there was a lot of talk of like he felt like she just wasn't giving him any attention and blah blah blah, which she's busting her ass like working for you because you're struggling. But at the same time, like you're seeing how he's like extremely lonely. I mean, which doesn't excuse cheating, but he should have talked about it. But anyway, like I'm getting off track. You can feel like for both sides of the story. And then you can also relate to Sarah, which, you know, Sarah's point of view is that like more common, I guess, because a lot more people have been cheated on, so they understand the betrayal and also maybe the urge to help your significant other when they need you. Like basically, like the whole book, she's tossing back and forth, like he's my husband, I'm supposed to be like 110% behind him, but he's also a piece of shit, you know, cheater, so part of her doesn't want to help him, and it's just like back and forth, back and forth. But yeah, it was just really interesting to see like how the author, Geneva, I think that's how you say it, how she like played that out, you know? Honestly, my favorite part of the book was the ending. I'm not going to tell you anything about it, but except like holy shit. It was amazing. Like as the first book to like start this podcast, I was really shocked at what happened. So I was just like, the whole book is a roller coaster, but the ending was just like, what the hell? So I'm not gonna tell you any more about it. The story was actually one that I couldn't put down. I read the book in a little less than 2 weeks. I probably would have finished it sooner, but life happens, so I got sidetracked. There really wasn't a whole lot of the book that I didn't like. To me personally, all the characters were like strong, they were relatable, and all like strong ass suspects. Like I said, at one point in time, pretty much everybody was a suspect. So the only part I kind of didn't like was that there was a lot of filler sentences, which is fine for most of the story, but it was a lot of sentences like, I love him, I can't believe he cheated, or I love her, and I'm such a dumbass that I cheated. And that wasn't bad, but it seemed like it was just the same thing being repeated over and over again in the book. The author just like did said it different ways. And it wasn't a bad thing, like it didn't ruin the book for me, but it was just something that I noticed. And I tended to like, once I saw that they were gonna start talking about like that kind of stuff, I kind of skipped over a little bit, which kind of bad. But I just think that she maybe could have showed other ways that the characters were hurting. It's just my opinion on this. Like I said, I really liked the book, so it didn't like dissuade me from continuing reading it at all. So all in all, I highly recommend this book to anyone who likes feeling like they're a detective from the comfort of your own home. I really don't really recommend younger audiences because, like, obviously there's sexual scenes. There's a lot of drinking as a coping mechanism throughout the story. I personally didn't have a problem with it, but might not be necessarily appropriate for teens. You know, it's entirely up to you. I think as a teen, I would have been fine to read this, but because I was like reading smutty books that my aunt read, like I think it was The one that I remember is called like Wild at Heart, I think, by like Nora Roberts. And that was like, anyway, I'm getting distracted, but like I was reading stuff that maybe wasn't exactly appropriate for people my age, but I guess it's just like your level of comfortability with like your kids and blah blah blah. I would honestly rate this like a 9 out of 10. It's fast paced, pretty easy to follow, except when the author is tricking you, which was actually a lot. To me, up until the end, I was like clueless as to who killed the mistress. And I saw that some people actually like guessed it from the beginning, but I had no idea. So, yeah. Geneva, I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong. I'm really trying. Geneva Rose is an amazing author, and I'm really glad that I picked it as like the first book of this series, or of this podcast. What was kind of funny was I was just like browsing the books at Walmart. Yeah, that's where I bought it. And I kind of like read the back of it, and I was like, this is kind of interesting. I flipped through some of the pages, and I was just like, this does sound like a really good book. And I put it back, went home, and like a couple days later, I just kept thinking about the book. And so, my fiance surprised me while he was out and about. So yeah, it's actually kind of cool that I picked it up. And I really enjoyed it, and I think you will too. So definitely check it out. Before you go, I just wanted to let you know that I have a page on buymeacoffee.com. The link is in the description below on YouTube, maybe Spotify, and TikTok. You're basically donating to the channel there, and it will help me with the book supply to keep the podcast going, as well as like other stuff. As always in the first sense, thank you so much for watching. Comment a book down below if you want to see me recommend it. Yeah, sure. If you want to see me recommend it, recommend a book down below. Obviously, they must be kind of like spooky, horror, mystery, like murder mystery, or paranormal related. And yeah, that's it. Hope you guys liked the first little. What is it? Book review for Chilling Chapters, and I will see you in the next one.